So the Is Your Writing Readable site that we went to was really interesting. I think the jury is still out on what I really thought about it. I think it's kind of funny. I dumped an email that I wrote in there from work just to see, and it sounds like it's pretty readable, so that's good to know. I guess the idea is kind of readable at what level, and it was kind of bizarre. I felt like it maybe took a little bit of the creativity out of writing because if we're just trying to get a point across to a specific audience, then it might be rough. But it was an interesting tool for sure. What I really liked was the video on, I think it was Chris Gable that, yes, Chris Gable that did the video on the crisis in Sudan. And I love the idea of using journalistic items like newspapers and whatever we find online, and having that be a piece of reading and writing instruction, especially for diverse learners, because I think it's so important that we're obviously, spanning outside of our own scope here in the United States and looking at other countries, but to also unpack what that writing means. I want to tie in the danger of a single story in this, and the fact that, these stories are used telling power, are told using power, and that really dictates how the reader interprets it as well, and what the reader finds is important. So I think it would be really interesting for student of diverse learners to take something that's going on in the world, some kind of kind of huge news thing, whether it's like a political campaign or a crisis that's happened, or a war, anything like that, and to write their own article and to have that freedom to express what they think based on their own diverse background. So I think that really opens up the floor and opens up their thought process to, why they read and write a certain way. I think it would also be a great point of reflection for them to see, okay, this is interesting. This is how I think of this war. I didn't realize that this is kind of where, how my own background has influenced the way that I write.